OTC is go.
Agapus is go.
PTC is go.
Copy, us is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety cost is go.
STU is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director, NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Ann Vereson at the National Patriot, and Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor, 8th of October, Friday night edition of the show, 1 hour version, and welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig, and how are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm hoping that continues here for the next, 15, 20 minutes or so.
I know, you've got the puppy.
Uh-oh, got out of there. Oh boy. The puppy is in the office and he's getting into stuff.
And yeah, let's tell people your wife didn't make it home in time.
No, she's so running late. She's running late and I have not released the Kraken yet. Yeah. Now you stop that. Barkley, good Lord. He's now under the desk, and I'm afraid he's going to start chewing on wires. Wires and cords.
Oh, that's not good.
No, that's not good at all. And he'll probably start making a lot of noise here in a minute.
Maybe not.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. Something new for the radio show tonight. It's a Friday. We're already a week into October. Oh, you hear that?
Yes.
You heard that noise? He's playing with his dinner bowl.
Oh, okay. All right, that's not so bad.
Yeah. I mean, oh God, it's a full-time occupation keeping track of the Tasmanian devil. I you and I were talking earlier today. We were going through news feed after news feed after news feed, and it's just a different day, but the same old crap.
It is. It just doesn't seem to stop with the same. It's COVID. If it's Afghanistan, it's Schumer's fighting with our favorite Chucky the Clown. Pelosi doesn't shut up. Biden's acting, more and more mentally unbalanced by the day. It's like nothing changes.
You know, Biden gave a little speech to the country earlier today because the jobs numbers sucked. And,
big time.
Yeah, and so they wrote something in his teleprompter and he was trying to, spin that into something good. And then when he got done, he just turned around and fled the room.
He turned his back on the reporters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Off he went.
That's not a very good thing to do.
Time for pudding.
Yeah, more like time for the padded room.
But it's, like you said, COVID, 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 COVID.
Yes.
Right? The COVID stuff's even making it into my local Nebraska and South Dakota news in the weirdest way possible. Up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, they have a fairly nice zoo, and one of the tigers now has COVID-19, and one of the leopards died of COVID-19.
It seems that's happening in zoos across the country, that animals are now contracting it.
Well, what kind of super spreader events are these zoos letting their big cats go to?
It's probably the people that are coming in. Remember, this virus originated in bats, and it was bioengineered to, you know, infect people.
Right.
So it's going back to its original, let's say, animal kingdom. It's probably always been in certain animals all along. But, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. This is, you know, I've said it many times, I'm going to say it again. China probably, I don't think they deliberately released it, at least not released it at the right time. But what I do think is that this was meant to cripple the world's economies, payback for them losing face to Trump in the, you know, the U.S.-China trade deal.
There we go. I think you're right. Not even Barkley likes Biden and Obama.
True. Barkley might have to be put out of the room.
I told you. I told you this was going to happen. You know, hang on, folks. Okay. Let me release the Kraken here. Give me just a couple seconds here. This is what happens in live radio. All right, Joel, yes. Noisemaker, come on.
Yes. I mean, when you got animals, folks, I have four cats and two outdoor cats, and sometimes the outdoor cats look through the screens to see the indoor cats on the patio, and it's like, why are they inside a nice house, and here we are outside? And
well, I'll tell you, it's been a day with the animals. Earlier today, I went to take Barkley the puppy outside, and as I walked through the front room, my giant cat Misha was on top of the china hutch.
Oh well, that's common.
Not in this house.
In the weirdest places.
Not in this house, and quite frankly, I don't know how she got up there because, let's say gravity is not her friend.
Okay.
You know, she's a little on the heavy side. She's not as heavy as one of your cats, but you know,
Tribble.
She's not built for speed or vertical leaping. She's built for comfort. And there she was up there. And then when she came down, that was a sight to see.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. So it's been a day. folks, we do have other things to talk about tonight, other than my problems with pets.
It's Friday, folks, and it's a gloomy, rainy day here in Florida, and it's been a long day.
It has. Over on the Senate side of Capitol Hill, Mitch McConnell, I'll tell you what, I've pretty much reached my limit with Mitch McConnell. He has caved into this U.S. debt thing. And you know, nobody's happier about this than the liberals.
Right. And of course it was a party line Democrat vote, but the vote ended up 50-48 in support of the bill to raise the government's debt ceiling by nearly $500 billion, folks. However, the caveat in this is what Schumer got done was now the date is December 3rd. This would have died if he didn't butt into it.
Exactly. It's like, when is he going to start doing stuff for our side of the aisle?
Well, I don't think he is. I think he's the epitome of a rhino with a definite liberal bend to his rhinoism.
What do the people of Kentucky see in this guy? I mean, he's been there forever. And
they don't want to change. They don't want to make a change.
You know, it just seems, and you know, maybe it's just because I get annoyed when it happens, but it seems to me that every time push comes to shove, he gets on the liberal end of things.
True, he does. Now, the only positive in a way that came out of all this was, of all things, Joe Manchin. After the vote was taken and Chucky was doing his victory march, Manchin actually stood up, said civility is gone, turned his back on Chucky, and walked out.
Well, and before he did that, Manchin was kind of sitting there, kind of behind Chuckles, and he was just shaking his head like, no, you know, and then he got up and left. The biggest problem that I can see in all of this is they're on the verge of trying to pass up to $3.5 trillion bill that's going to be combined possibly with a $1.5 trillion bill. And now Mitch McConnell has caved on this thing to add another half a trillion. You know, I mean, they're borrowing money and printing money as fast as they possibly can. And all this is doing, you know, by raising the debt ceiling at this point by half a trillion, it's just going to increase inflation.
Yes. Inflation, prices everywhere are going to go up, folks. They're going to go up even higher at the gas pump. The food prices are going to go higher. Anything in retail is going to go higher. This is the Democrats' present, Christmas present to this country.
Yeah, well, gee whiz, yeah. Thank you so much. I mean, we're talking, what, $480 billion. That's you know, just a shade off a half a trillion dollars on this debt ceiling thing. And I don't see how this country can afford to keep throwing money away like this. I just don't understand it.
Well, part of the thing people need to understand, these figures seem tremendous, folks, and they are tremendous figures. But all this involves, in a way, is paper shifting numbers from one area to another area while we get screwed as the final result.
Yeah, it's not so much, you know, we're building up a bank loan we can't ever afford to pay off. That's not really what this amounts to. What it amounts to is raising prices on everything.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. That's how they're going to pay for it. And when they raise the prices, they're going to raise the sales tax. They're going to raise our taxes. But it still bottom lines out as it's number shifting.
Yeah, it's number shifting at their end. It's money out of the pocket at our end.
Exactly.
I mean, that's exactly really what it boils down to. And, you know, when a guy like Mitch McConnell, who damn well should know better, okay, when he sides with the Democrats and says, well, okay, well, there's a problem.
Yes, that's very much a problem. But I'm so glad. I'm going to go off this just a little bit of what Joe Manchin did. He did something that I didn't think he'd ever have the guts to do and say. And this is reported by Business Insider, which is legitimate.
Right.
Okay, he actually went up to Schumer and said his speech was, and I'm going to quote him, fucking stupid.
Wow. Wow. Yep. That's impressive.
Yes, so maybe there's hope for Joe Manchin yet.
Well, and, you know, Manchin and Kristen Sinema, right? Sinema, yes, out of Arizona. I read a thing today that when it comes to this $3.5 trillion deal and everything, and you know how Biden is trying to pressure Sinema and Manchin, right?
Yes.
Sinema is not taking Biden's phone calls.
I love it. I love it. She's about fed up with the party as well, because, you know, she's been attacked, literally attacked, on her way to the ladies' room by the usual group of cast of characters.
Right.
And she's fuming.
Well, she has a right to be.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know how this is all going to shake out at the end of the day, but I don't have my hopes up for a good outcome. Let's put it that way.
No, I don't either, but I'm still counting on Joe Manchin to stand by his thing concerning the federal funding of abortion. Sinema is backing him up on that. They lose those two. Biden's, you know, whole bill will just come crashing down. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that.
I hope that happens. I really hope that happens. Now, let's move over to the big tech companies, specifically Google and YouTube. They now have a whole new thing by which to silence people they don't like.
Yeah, it's very interesting. What they're doing is they've initiated a new policy that prohibits climate deniers from being able to monetize their content on its platforms, of course, via ads or creator payments. Climate deniers. Nobody's denying there's climate in the world. What we're denying is there is climate change beyond changing of the weather. Until these idiots realize there's no such thing as climate change, the problem with the air right now is pollution, not the climate. You're not going to change the weather, but you can change the pollution, which kind of contributes, let's say, to dirty air. If you have the dirty air, you have the smog in the air. People who have sensitive lungs have trouble breathing. I mean, if they want to tie it together in their own twisted sort of way, at least do it the right way. But you're not going to change the weather.
Well, but I'll tell you what this is going to come down to. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's use YouTube as a prime example, because there's a lot of people out there with their own YouTube channel, and they have ads on the YouTube channel, and so every time somebody watches one of their videos, they get paid a couple of shekels, right?
Right.
And some people with a big following make a lot of money doing that.
Yes.
Okay? Now, they say that if you're a climate denier, okay, whatever the hell that means, right?
Means us.
Well,
people
yeah,
like
but,
us.
But, you know, however they define it, right, then they're not going to allow you to monetize your YouTube channel. So if you come out and you say something like, this $3.5 trillion spending bill is crap, we shouldn't be spending this kind of money, they're going to call you a climate denier. Now, you may not have said anything about climate at all in what you say. But if you're against that bill, then you're against the Green New Deal. And if you're against the Green New Deal, you're a climate denier. I mean, this is how it's going to go.
But what's more amazing is they're quoting here, they're saying there's well-established scientific consensus around the existence and causes of climate change. Well, that's an out-and-out lie, because just as many scientists say, no, it's the weather. In fact, certain areas like the poles are actually getting colder, not warmer. So they're doing their whole thing based upon a lie.
Well, there was once a grand amount of scientific, what'd you call it? Not conjecture, but scientific what?
Just consensus.
Consensus, that's it. There was once a whole bunch of scientific consensus that the world was flat. There was once scientific consensus that all the planets and the sun revolved around the Earth.
Right.
Okay, I mean, don't talk to me about scientific consensus. At one time, scientific consensus said, well, it's okay to smoke, that's not going to hurt you, and it's okay to dust kids off with DDT.
Right.
Yeah, you know? The scientific consensus at one point was that it was perfectly fine to have cocaine and Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
I mean...
And scientists are basically split down the middle. Some say, no, it's not climate change, it's pollution. They're two different entities, but these liberals don't want to understand that. They refuse to understand that. You cannot change the weather. This has happened. These are cyclic patterns that happen every few hundred years or so, have happened since the Earth first formed, and will continue until the Earth ends in approximately 11.8 billion years from now. There's nothing we're going to do to change the weather, but we can change the pollution.
Well,
you know, the amount of crap we put into the air. But that doesn't change the weather.
Right. Climate is what climate is. You know, and climate is the weather. So I don't care how much tax money you throw at the weather, you're not going to change it. You know?
Right.
And then you look at a lot of this stuff that's in the Green New Deal, and it's pure crap. I mean, it's not green. Okay?
Right.
Until, I mean, they say, well, you know, by what is it, 2035 or 2040 or something like that, everybody's going to have an electric car.
Try taking my car away from me.
Well, it's not just that, okay? But what do you do with all the dead lithium-ion batteries that go in these cars?
Oh, they'll find, you know, a landfill. The
but that's not
will
green.
Seep out through the ground. It'll poison people, and they'll have lots more lawsuits.
Right, but that's not green. So is it green energy?
And
how do you power the plug-in stations where you plug your car in to recharge it?
You need electricity to do that.
You know, I mean,
it kind of defeats your whole purpose. And they were also forgetting one thing. We do have, if you want to use the term clean energy correctly, we do have a source of clean energy, but the liberals won't allow it. And that's nuclear energy. It leaves no carbon footprint.
Well, but you know, nuclear energy is nuclear. You know, when they finally get around to solving the problem, and I think they're close, solving the problem of nuclear fusion rather than fission, right?
Okay.
Once they get around to that, then there's no nuclear fuel to have to dispose of.
That's true. But in the meantime, when you think about the amount of nuclear power plants all over the world, and the amount of accidents, you know, the Chernobyls, the one in Japan, there are, you know, there have been a few nuclear accidents. But when you compare it to the amount of power plants and the energy that they're putting out, I'm sorry, you don't stop a whole industry because a couple of plants have had meltdowns.
Well, you do better design and maybe you... Geographically, maybe you place them somewhere where they're not on a fault line.
Yeah, Japan.
You know, I mean, there are some steps you can take, you know. But, I mean, when you look at all the green energy things that the greeny weenies are, you know, we got to have this. None of it's actually green. None of it.
Right. No, of course not. Even you know, the precious windmills, they're not green. Because if you don't have a windy day, how else are you going to power them up but to turn on the electricity to them?
Well, what state in the country has probably more of those industrial wind turbines than any other. Texas.
Probably yours. Texas. Yeah, I was thinking maybe Texas. Nebraska with all the issues you're having.
Nope, Texas. Okay? They've got a bazillion of those damn things down there in Texas. Well, what happened last winter? It got so cold in Texas that the turbines stopped working, caused massive blackouts and rolling blackouts, brownouts and everything else. Up here in my state, in Nebraska, we were having to supply power down to Texas, which was making us have rolling brownouts and blackouts.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I don't know why they hate electricity so much, these people. Well, you know why? Because electricity, coal, et cetera, it keeps us energy independent. They don't want this country energy independent. It doesn't meet their doctrine or their agenda. They need us beholden to the people we don't need to be beholden to, as in the Arabs.
Right. Or in some cases, China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, China doesn't have oil, so forget that one.
No, I'm not going to forget China, because they now control the largest lithium deposits in the world in Afghanistan.
Right. You know, but that works in the green agenda. The batteries are what they want.
Right.
I'm saying you don't get rid of your coal, you don't get rid of your oil. China has no part in the oil. They import their oil in. They don't have oil.
Well, let's talk about China and coal for a moment, okay? In this country, we have really, really gone a long ways to burning clean coal.
Right.
Okay? The amount of carbon that comes out of coal-fired plants is nowhere near what it used to be. And if we build new coal-fired plants, they're going to be burning clean coal. They're going to be very, very, very efficient. However, over in China, they are pumping more carbon pollutants into the air than just about any country on Earth, because they don't have that clean coal technology and they don't give a crap. You know? I mean, we can go zero emissions in this country, and it's not going to help on a global scale because of countries like China and India. And, you know, I mean, and they won't take any part of trying to cut down on their carbon emissions.
No, they need it. They have too many people. They need it to supply and demand, basically. The people demand basic things like electricity. These clean methods of electricity aren't going to cut it when you're dealing with a billion people in your population.
Well, and it's part of the built-in thing for liberals in this country, because like I said, we can go to zero emissions. It's not going to make a difference on a global scale. It's not going to make a difference. So the greeny weenies in this country will always have something to complain about, and they'll always want more of our tax money to throw at the weather, because on a global scale, it's, you know, nothing is going to ever be enough.
Right. Right. And it's a sad situation, because what the left is trying to do is basically, it all boils back down to the economy. If they cripple our economy, put people out of work, like the coal miners, the oil refineries, if they do all that, they will sneak in socialism as the savior of America, and folks, we're done.
But those people can just go get other jobs, right? I mean, that's what we've been told. They can just go get a different job.
No, they can't. They can't. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. Perfect example, there are a surplus of over 2 million jobs in the country right now after the pandemic, quote unquote. People don't want them. They're making more money staying home and letting the government pay them.
All hail socialism.
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to. Folks, we've made it to the bottom of the hour, the bottom of the first of two segments tonight, so we're going to take a little break, get a couple of station IDs in. We've got more stuff to talk about, though, when we come back, so you know what, folks? You just stay with us, because there's going to be more Right Side Patriots after that. You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sori. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's long-time Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot and Diane Sori at the Patriot Factor. It's Friday night. We're having a little fun tonight. And you know, if you missed any of the show or if you have to split early, we understand. That's okay. You can go to rspradio1.com tomorrow morning. Click the podcast button. You're one of the pod people. You can listen. It's absolutely free. You don't have to sign up or sign in or do any of that nonsense. You just listen to the shows. You know, if you missed any part of the first of the show tonight, you can tune in tomorrow morning. You can hear my dog barking.
Oh, dear.
But you can hear him playing with his food dish, and then you can hear him barking in the office.
Okay.
Before I release the Kraken. Put him out. Okay. The rest of the house. So Donald Trump, President Trump, I like to call him.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I'm not on a first name basis with him like somebody else on this show.
I'm not on a first name basis with him.
You're not? You don't call him up like two or three times a week? Don, how are you?
Just because I don't live that far? No.
Donald Trump, President Trump, has a message for a certain group of people, Diane. Who are those people and what is his message?
Basically, they're the ones that were subpoenaed by the January 6th Select Committee, and he told them to defy the subpoenas because of executive privilege, basically. And he's right.
Well, he is. Now, this is going to get dicey and interesting because today, between pudding and nap time, Joe Biden said he is going to reverse those executive privileges.
Right. Right. I'm not so sure he can really do that legally because those have been around for quite some time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, and let's be honest. Let's just be honest. Biden's not the one that wants to do that. Obama is.
Exactly.
Come on, people. You know, this is going to get fun, I think, because first of all,
The January 6th Commission is barking up a dead tree.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because the FBI said there's nothing there. There's a nothing burger.
There's the FBI. I mean, the FBI, who would love to hang Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, they can't find anything there. You can look at the videos. There's nothing there. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to see what an insurrection looks like? Look at Afghanistan.
Exactly.
That's an insurrection, for the love of Christ.
Exactly.
What are these aides from Donald Trump? What light could they possibly shed on January 6th?
What they're trying to do is just find any and everything to discredit Trump, because right now he's leaning towards running again in 2024. They are scared to death because Joe Biden has lost his base, the basic masses of Democrats. We're not talking the uber liberals. They'll always go wherever Obama tells them to. But the mainline Democrats, they're in there chanting F Biden with everybody else.
I know it. I know. Here's the deal. These subpoenas are being sent to people, as I understand it, that helped organize January 6th. Now, by when I say they helped organize it, by that I mean they didn't have anything to do with what happened at the Capitol. They had what their job was to organize the rally that took place blocks and blocks away.
I don't know. What the Democrats see this as really is it's the first major political and legal test for the committee itself. Right now the committee has very little credence after the FBI report.
I know, which is funny as hell to me.
Yeah.
What do they honestly expect to get out of these people? They're going to subpoena them, and they're going to say, well, what did, at what point did you try to get people to go and riot at the Capitol? And whoever they're questioning is going to say, well, actually, I was in charge of plugging in the PA system.
Right.
You know, or somebody else, I was ordering pizza for the people that were helping to set up the stage. I mean, these are the people they're trying to subpoena, the people that helped organize the rally, the people that maybe sent some stuff out on social media, said come to the rally, people that put up bunting around the stage, people that organized the PA system and the lights and whatever else needed to be organized, and maybe, got some hotel rooms for people. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, but they are hanging something over their heads. You have to understand that if these people do take Trump's advice and not comply with what they want, they could be convicted, I'm only saying could be, of a criminal contempt of Congress, which means they would face up to a year in prison and a fine up to $100,000.
Well, I think they're going to go ahead and testify, but I mean, these are people that planned the rally, not the riot.
Exactly.
Nobody planned the riot. Nobody planned the riot.
Well, you know who I think had a little hand in that riot was Nancy Pelosi's son, Remember you and I wrote about that, and now it's, nobody's mentioning it?
Well, yeah, because he was out front of the Capitol with that idiot in the Buffalo hat.
Exactly.
You know?
And you know what? They're comparing what happened at the Capitol. Biden says this is the worst thing that's ever happened. Gee, don't you remember last summer cities burning to the ground and people being murdered? Those are riots. Yeah, what happened at the Capitol was not a riot.
Including the burning and rioting and vicious acts that went on in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
You know, the only person that got killed as a result of what happened in D.C. on January 6th was Ashley Babbitt, who was unarmed and was shot in the neck by a Capitol Police officer.
She was, I should say, a veteran.
Yeah, Air Force veteran.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, you look at all the videos that we've been able to see from what happened on January, a bunch of people walking around the Capitol. Some are jumping up and down and shouting. I mean, there's really nothing going on there. And when you get right down to it, how did they get into the Capitol? Well, we know the Capitol Police opened the doors, took down the barricades, and opened the doors.
Why aren't they being subpoenaed?
Well, why isn't the FBI being subpoenaed? Because I guarantee you, if you get down to the very rock bottom of this, the FBI, there's going to be FBI involvement in what happened in the Capitol.
Of course. But the problem is, Craig, the Democrats will never subpoena the FBI because the FBI is still loyal to Obama.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
They're going after people that helped organize the rally.
Right.
Okay. For what? For what? Did somebody not order enough Mountain Dew?
I don't know. Or maybe their banners weren't hung perfectly straight. I don't know. I mean, this thing is ridiculous. Didn't somebody proofread when they brought these charges against the people who organized the rally? Where were their proofreaders?
Yeah, well, look, I know.
A riot is different than a rally. The commonality is they begin with the letter R. Are these people that stupid not to understand that there's a difference between a rally and a riot?
In a word, yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that was rhetorical. Here's
a case in point. Okay, there was an older couple, retired couple. Okay. I can't remember where they were from. I can't. But the gentleman is a veteran. He and his wife decided to go to Trump's rally on the 6th. They went. After the rally, they walked over to the Capitol. They were literally sitting on the steps outside the Capitol taking selfies. Okay. They got arrested. He was thrown in jail in solitary confinement for 45 days.
Wow.
They accused him of being the leader of the insurrection.
Oh, okay? How stupid.
And,
first of all, this was not an insurrection. I don't care what they want to call it. It was not an insurrection. Nobody tried to overthrow the government.
I understand. This guy never once set foot in the Capitol. He and his wife sat on the steps, took some selfies, just kind of watched people walking around. He gets arrested, gets accused of being the leader of the insurrection. They put him in solitary confinement for 45 days. All right? And then they said, well, you know, maybe he didn't actually go into the Capitol. Then a couple of days later, they said, well, you know, maybe you're not actually the leader of the insurrection. So they let him go home. However,
lawsuit.
He's still facing charges.
I'd sue the hell out of them.
I would too. I mean, my God, you can't, you know, they've got their selfies from sitting out there. There's not one person, not one. There's no connection. Nobody can say they did anything wrong. There is absolutely no connection between them and anybody who was inside the Capitol. Nothing. And yet he's still facing charges.
they'll be dropped, I'm sure. But then this guy should go after them, seriously.
I would in a heartbeat, because this is crazy. This is how bad the witch hunt is.
Yeah. This is all because, folks, you got to go back to 2016. This is because Donald Trump beat Obama's official third term in office via Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
That's
everything
all of it.
They do. This is it.
This is it. You know, it's crazy. Finally, the topic we want to talk about tonight is a plan to limit this hideous IRS snooping on people's bank accounts. Now, Diane, as we know, and we've talked about it on the show the last couple of shows, the Biden regime really wants to have the IRS, they've weaponized the IRS to snoop into bank accounts for any transaction at $600 or above, which is nuts.
Right. Well, now it's absolutely nuts. I mean, where they came up with that figure was just to be basically to stick their nose in almost everybody's business. But now they're saying a Democratic aide told Bloomberg News, you know, for whatever that's worth, the minimum that they want now is $10,000. But even that can change. But the bottom line is they have no right checking on anything relating to the banks or to what we spend, not spend, deposit, withdraw. It's none of their damn business.
I mean, if you make X number of dollars a year, you know, that's why we have a tax scale, a tax rate. Okay, and you know, you're in this bracket or that bracket or the other bracket, right? What you right. spend your money on is nobody's damn business.
No, it isn't. It's your money.
You know, if let's say they raise it to $10,000, okay. The bottom line on the snooping limit becomes $10,000. So somebody takes, oh, let's say $30,000 out, buys a new car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to be taxed on the car anyway when you buy it.
Right.
So at that point, what business is it of the IRS to be looking at your bank account?
None. Absolutely, positively none. They have no legal right to be looking at your personal bank accounts. Now, business bank accounts are different because you have to get permits and this and that for a business. But your personal bank accounts, that's an invasion of privacy.
Well, I would sure think so.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to fly in the end. I think enough people are going to get furious about that.
Well, you know, Nebraska, my state, they said, no way. We're not going to allow it.
Right.
None of the banks in Nebraska are going to allow it. They're going to run up against a brick wall on this thing. I don't care what limit they put on it.
They're going to run up against a very, very big wall. You know, they're already getting backlash from consumer advocates and from banking groups. The banks don't want to do this.
Well, no, because it's going to cost them a fortune, and they're going to pass it on to the people that have money in their bank. So it's, right. you know, it's eventually, it's going to hurt everybody who has money in a bank. And right. I don't care if they're snooping into your account or somebody else's account. Let's say your account, you never make a transaction of $10,000 at one time, okay? Let's just say you don't, all right? But somebody else in the bank does on a regular basis. Well,
right.
they're not just going to add bank fees to the guy that makes those big deposits or withdrawals or expenditures. They're going to add banking fees to everybody to cover it.
Exactly. And the banks themselves don't like this plan because it said it would interfere and increase their compliance costs and add to the already existing burden the industry itself faces in turning over information to the government. Remember, banks do have to turn certain information over to the government, but up until now, it has not been people's personal accounts. It's been business accounts.
This stuff is crazy. And I mean, when the bank's costs go up, bank depositors' costs go up.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean,
it's the charges, let's say, on your, you know, when you use those machines to withdraw money, your charges are going to go up. If you are late in a check, that service fee might go from, let's say, $25 to $75.
Well,
we're the ones that are going to get stuck paying for this.
Even something as simple as getting a printed out bank statement. They're going to start, a lot of banks charge for that now. Some don't.
Mm-hmm.
But if this goes into effect, they all will charge for stuff like that. And the ones that already charge, their cost to do it is going to go up. So they're going to pass that on to you.
Yeah. They're also going to increase tax preparation costs for individuals and small businesses. Because remember, you have to go into the a lot of people go into the banks. They get their W-2 forms. There are all their forms. There's certain things that have to be done. If you use your bank for your notary, if you need something notarized, usually that service is free. If you're a depositor in that bank, it won't be free anymore.
They're going to start charging $35 for the free toasters. I'm telling you.
I mean, this is bad on all accounts. Why the Democrats even think this is going to pass.
Guys,
again, this is why 2022, this is our last stand here.
It really
all
is.
All this could be negated if we take back the House.
If you use the 39-cent pen they have chained to the counter in the bank, they'll probably charge you $1 to use that now.
Yeah. I mean, it's to the point of ludicrousness. It really is. The Democrats are out of control. Everything is tax and spend, tax and spend. It's gotten to the point they are trying, and they're no longer hiding the fact that they want to take down the American economy, capitalism, and implement socialism. That is their goal. You have socialism, you're beholden to the government for everything. That's what they want. They think that that's going to keep them in power.
Well, seriously. You're right. It's going to backfire. But I'll tell you, the only way you're going to be able to hang on to your money if it keeps going like this is bury it in your backyard. Yeah, but then they'll bury it
in your backyard. And what's going to happen to Uncle Joe? He owes $500,000. You know, are they going to go into his bank account and take it out of there?
How much do you think?
$500,000 in back taxes.
How much do you think Hunter owes, and how much do you think he's hiding?
Way more than we think he's hiding.
Do
you know he still has deals with China going on?
Oh, I know.
As we speak.
Sure.
Yeah. The president's son has personal deals going on with a country that is maybe not technically, use your air quotes, an enemy, but still an enemy of America. The president's son. Let that sink in a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I want to throw something at you. Okay.
Okay.
You and I have talked about this in the past. We've talked about it on the show. Biden's poll numbers are tanking. I mean, just tanking. Yeah. I mean, I know I'm kind of giddy about it myself. In some polls, Quinnipiac, 38% approval. Oof.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Bad.
Jen Psaki today, she got to the root of the problem. She figured it out.
She can't figure her way out of a paper bag.
Well, you know that, and I know that. But, you know, when it comes down to this, she knows who to blame. The reason Biden's poll numbers are sinking, I just want your honest opinion. The reason poll numbers are sinking for Biden is because of people who have decided not to get vaccinated. It's COVID's fault.
Sure. Never mind the fact that more and more fully vaccinated people are getting COVID and dying from COVID than people who have never had COVID. Never mind any of that. Everything is get the vaccine. It okay. really makes you wonder, Craig, you and I are not conspiracy theorists, but it's becoming pretty damn obvious that there's more to this vaccine if they're so pushing it.
I know.
There's got to be more to it than they're saying. Especially now that Merck is ready to release a drug that's supposed to be a pill that's supposed to get rid of COVID if you come down with it.
I know. I'm right with you. I mean, something obviously isn't right.
They didn't push polio this hard. They didn't push the DPT this hard, the whooping coughs. Oh, that's part of the DPT. They haven't. Now they're pushing who was pushing a malaria vaccine for everybody. We don't have that in this country. So, you know, leave us alone with your crap. I mean, there's got to be more to these vaccines. It's doing damage to a lot of people.
Let's look at it in a different light. Okay.
Okay.
Let's take the state of New York as an example, because we know they've got, you know, this vaccine passport thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go out in public unless you have your vaccine passport. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go to a Broadway show. You can't go anywhere. Can't do anything unless you got a vaccine passport, right? Okay, so there's something out there that nobody in the regime wants to talk about. It's called herd immunity or natural immunity.
Okay. Correct.
Now, natural immunity occurs when what, Diane?
Natural immunity is people like you and I. We go out in public. We go maskless. We have not allowed fear to control our lives. We do not, a year and a half later, we have not gotten COVID. Our immune systems are strong enough that it fights it off if we're exposed to it.
Okay, maybe.
That's natural immunity.
Okay.
There's another kind of subset of natural immunity, people who have had COVID and fully recovered.
Okay. Good. Okay, so let's go with that. Okay. Now, if you've had COVID and you've recovered and you've got the antibodies in you, okay, there is a way to test for that. Okay?
Yes.
But when it comes to the vaccine passport, you're free to go out to dinner passport, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's only if you've had the jab. So if immunity is the point of all of this, why don't they allow proof of antibody tests?
Well, there is some talk of possibly allowing some of that in New York.
But they don't know.
I'm hearing that from my best friend who lives in New York. There is some scuttlebutt about that. Whether that's true or not, we're not sure. But there is a few musings about that. But you know what? COVID could be like the flu and re-come back every year. And just because you didn't have it one year, you might get it again.
Right.
Or you might never get it.
Right.
I mean,
Depends on a person's immune responses, their T cells.
Right.
And people have to remember these vaccines that everybody has taken, they are non-sterilized vaccines.
Right. You've got a whole op-ed about that in the patriotfactor.blogspot.com. But the bottom line, because we're just about out of time, is the reason Biden's poll numbers are sinking, according to Circleback Jen Psaki, is because of COVID. It has nothing to do with the economy. It has nothing to do with rising fuel prices. Has nothing to do with the lousy jobs report. Has nothing to do with anything other than people.
Afghanistan.
Nothing to do with the border issues. It's all because some people don't want to get the jab.
Oh, you know what? There's only one word for her. She's a moron.
I think that's about as best line we can end the show on as there is.
Seriously, Craig, she's a moron.
She's a moron. With that, Diane, we have come to the end of tonight's show.
It's been fun.
It has been fun. Time to say goodnight.
Nighty-night, guys.
Good night, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll catch up with you again on Tuesday.